This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, just in time to go outside the box. Now we can go outside the restaurant. It's not storming anymore. TMB, you're a good luck charm, right?
Well, I don't know if I'm a good luck charm or not, but I'm glad it's not storming down there. I was mentioning to you before, I couldn't really tell by listening last hour that it was storming there, but I certainly could tell by the things that you were saying. It sounds like you're in the middle of a gully washer.
Oh, man. Yeah, Elijah was having to get a baby seat booster for the on the ground because the water is pouring in. Because, you know, it's a tent. Art Thomas is a tent. It's the coolest restaurant ever. And yet, in a system, it's not exactly waterproof if you're sitting right where we are. But so far, we've survived and just having a great time, as always. The only thing is I miss having you here with me in person, like when we do these things. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, Art Thomas is a great atmosphere to broadcast from. We have had some fun there in the past, but glad you're up there with Ari and with Elijah. I bet you're having a good time.
Yep, Grandma's here, my good buddy Alex from all those years ago, and we'll see who else shows up. We're going to be
here. Tell Mama Bell hi.
Yeah, she's waving hi to you.
All right.
So, what do we do today? I think we have to start and acknowledge the passing of a legend too big of a word, Bill Henderson. You know, people need to know about this man if they don't already. If they know you, they know about Bill Henderson. And if they know about Reggie and the gang at Better Way Health, they know about Bill. But maybe you say a few words on his passing.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. Bill was a good friend of both of ours. I've known Bill for several years, and he died Monday. Actually, Bill's a patriot. He is a retired Air Force colonel. And he died on July 4th, so maybe that's, you know, maybe that there's something to that. But Bill was just a great man. He supported us from the first, ever since when I first published Cancer Step Outside the Box 10 years ago. Bill supported the book. He really promoted it to his list and wrote a stellar review of the book. And I mean, he was just really in it to help people. And he saw that we could team up together and do that. And so I was just so glad to be working with Bill. And we gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Charlene was able to present him with a Lifetime Achievement Award there in Nashville last year. And it was shortly after we gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award that he found out that he had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Wow.
And he was actually treating it very successfully over these last few months with natural protocols. But the problem is that the lymphoma required blood transfusions pretty frequently. Oh. And Bill had thrombophlebitis, which causes blood clots in the legs. And so he actually did not die from cancer. He died from a stroke and a pulmonary embolism. I spoke to the physician that was treating him. So it's just a big loss. Apparently Bill's wife, Terry, is going to step into his shoes and continue his cancer coaching. And so we just want to support her and just wanted to say, you know, a real brief word about Bill. What a great man. He was a hero. He was a legend. He was a patriot. And, you know, he's going to be greatly missed.
Yeah. And he's helping others on the other side at this point. And, I'm just so blessed that you, of course, and Charlene and what you've done with the Truth About Cancer to be able to honor him while he was still alive. I mean, you know, so often these things are done posthumously. They never have it happen. But you've done such good work to acknowledge these heroes of ours. And blessings abound at this point. And, again, God bless you, Bill Henderson and family. You've done extraordinary work, and it will not end there. I mean, this is, like I said, it's going to keep going.
Yeah, and let me just, since you mentioned it, let me read something. This is an email that Bill sent me right after the charity awards gala last December. He said, "Ty, thank you. It was the highest point of generosity either of us have ever experienced. You paying for our airfare, the stay in the hotel, the marvelous meals, the transportation to your lovely home, and, of course, the magnificent trophy." He said, "This is the most impressive recognition for the minor contribution to people's health that I've been blessed with in 17 years. We will cherish these memories for the rest of our lives." And, you know, he didn't know that that was only going to be 6 months. But, again, great man, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, it is extraordinary because many of these people are unsung heroes. They're not lauded by the mainstream of society because they've been marginalized and fringed because, again, the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine has just taken over even the media. And because of that, these people, you know, one day everyone may look back and say, my gosh, these were the people that were in our midst and we didn't pay attention. We didn't think that there was anything really big going on. We thought they were just spouting strange things, and they'll look back and go, wow, why didn't we listen then? You know, and the thing is, now you have an opportunity to listen now, and thanks to you, my buddy TMB.
Well, you know, we're just it's just good to be part of the same team, spreading the truth, waking people up, and you know, honoring people that are part of this movement that have passed on, and Bill Henderson's a big part of it. And you know, it was interesting, just since we're talking about Bill, I tell you, it was when we did our first TTAC Charity Award event in Austin, actually, a couple of years ago. We had Bill up there, and just wanted to show our support to him and thanked him for all the positive influence that he had had on us and the truth about cancer. And I tell you, the man, he was so humble, and he was so honored by that. It's just, wow, it's just such a big loss.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know, the questions that people have, they're probably far too many to answer at any one time. But, you know, once in a while we get questions of the day. We can tackle elements of it. And there's, I don't know who wrote this, Super Don, if you can figure this out, but maybe Captain Morgan sent it through a friend, I think. Someone who's battling metastatic non-radioactive iodine-responsive thyroid cancer. I mean, you talk about a mouthful to say. And there was a sad post from the monitor there. Say that they had lost another, what they call metastatic non-radioactive iodine-responsive thyroid, resistant thyroid cancer patient. And she was talking about the radioactive iodine out there, that there's another aspect of a cause of a lot of thyroid cancer. And we talk about background levels of radiation rising, Fukushima, of course, back at Chernobyl, the atomic age of the 20th century, you know, and the rise of cancers of all kinds, including thyroid cancer.
Yeah, is where is she located again? Is it Arizona?
This one was saying that they're following the links. The third was linked to the Hanford nuclear power plant, which has been leaking nuclear fuel.
Oh, got it.
Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awareness of the dangers of nuclear radiation in terms of production of energy. I know some people think it's clean, but man, oh man, what it's doing under the guise of being clean.
Well, I mean, we have mutual friends that are very concerned about nuclear radiation and the fallout, especially from places like Fukushima, that are moving to the southern hemisphere. They believe it's such a big issue. So, I think this is something that's not going away. And as more and more power is being generated with nuclear plants, I tell you, all it takes is another couple of meltdowns like what happened at Fukushima, and it could literally turn the whole northern hemisphere into a dead zone.
Yeah, and this writer talks about being downwind from these nuclear plants and how they're linking all of these cancers, particularly, you know, the radioactive isotopes, you know, iodine, have a half-life of iodine-129, half-life of 15 million years, okay? I know that you're into longevity and all, but 15 million, come on. We're not going to outlast that. So the question is, what can we do to supply healthy iodine? And not just in a nuclear radiation disaster, but on a daily basis. We go to our friend Dr. David Brownstein, remind folks about how critical that is on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, protect yourself from nuclear radiation. There's a lot of studies that are showing iodine deficiency linked with cancers. So everyone should be on an iodine supplement every day. I mean, we should. That's one thing that we never miss with our family. We all take an iodine supplement every day. And if you're not filling your thyroid up with good iodine, you're going to absorb the bad stuff, or you're going to absorb other of the halide family that maybe aren't so healthy, like fluoride.
Right, exactly. And the chloride, chlorine. You know, the thing, when we were up together in Toronto at Total Health, Dr. Brownstein was with us, and I interviewed him, and I got to ask, I think, every question that I've been wanting to ask him for years in, like, two short segments. So go back to the archives and give a listen. And we have it on SoundCloud. It's available on GCN. I mean, the thing is, there were some great questions. At least I think so, because they were mine. But I was so curious about it. And he just, like, without hesitation, bing, 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 nailed them, every one of them. So those of you folks that really want to know more about iodine, he's the man. And we'll talk, you know, more, hopefully get him back on again as well. Let's see. We got about a minute before break. We got another question of the day I want to get to about leukemia in a three-year-old. But the Clinton non-indictment, just give you a minute to kind of espouse your perspective on the elites trying to win again by playing a game with the law.
Yeah, it was unbelievable to me that the FBI director said what he said yesterday. I mean, he literally went over violation after violation after violation after violation that Hillary committed. And then at the end he said, well, but you know what? So what? Not a big deal. We don't think she meant to hurt anybody. Oops. So we're going to let her off. I mean, anybody except her would be in jail for this, or would be being prosecuted for this without even a consideration of getting off. I mean, I open up a can of worms here. I was watching this documentary the last few nights about the O.J. Simpson case. This is about as open and closed of a case as that was. But, hey, he got off, too.
Yeah, it's incredible. And there are reasons that this happens, of course, but I think also – the more that this happens, the more obvious it becomes to the electorate. Not that everybody's going to pick up on it, because there's a lot of people that are sheeple and sleeping. But the reality is, the folks are going to finally figure out that there's a game being played on them, on you, on me, on all of us. And the question is, do we devote our energy to it? With, you know, Lucy and the football every time, oh, this time I'm not going to take the football away, but it's becoming obvious that there's not even a football to kick, right? It's just an illusion of a football. The emperor wears no clothes. And this is a great event to help others wake up finally to go, you know what? The game is so rigged, it's ridiculous. Let's pull out right now while we can and reestablish a healthy form of government more on a local basis. If these United States can survive, it's going to happen because we're acting locally.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. There's not even a football. I mean, the game is completely rigged. It reminds me of the song by Leonard Cohen, you know, Everybody Knows.
Beautifully said. We don't have that to go out on bumper. We got a little bit of rock and roll thanks to Super Don. Outside the Box with TMB, Ty Bollinger. The link's up to the Truth About Cancer in the Major League event coming up in October in Dallas. It's going to sell out maybe before the show's over. So go look at the link. Super Don blasted it out there. It's in the notes as well. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, live from Art Thomas. The only person we're lacking is here, but not here. Ty Bollinger. He's on the air with me, but he's back home getting ready for an amazing event in October. The Truth About Cancer. Bringing in, you know, I don't know what the percentages of the people that participated in the online TV video series, Ty, that are actually presenting at this, but it's like, you know, the all-stars of the all-stars coming together again.
Yeah, we got a lot of the same people that were in the Truth About Cancer series, The Quest for the Cures, will be there, and then a bunch of other people that weren't. So it's going to be a great event. I'm really looking forward to it, and you're going to be helping us out, RSB, and I'm so glad about that.
I'm helping out? I've never help out. What do you think I am?
That's your middle name, Robert. I'll help you out, Bolton. Robert, I'll help you out, Bell.
I don't know where you get such silly ideas. No, we love to get together and do this. You know that.
No, it's awesome that you're going to be able to help with the announcing and help facilitate the roundtable and, you know, just all the things that you do and you're so good at and you're so articulate and good at speaking in front of a crowd and loosening them up. So it's just going to be, you're going to be a real asset to us there. So we're both so excited you're going to be there with us.
Yeah, it's always nice when somebody says you have a nice asset. So. I'm with you, Ty. All the way, buddy. Now, we have another question of the day. This one's coming from Janice. It says, hi, Robert. Thanks for helping us educate us on healthy ways to heal our bodies. I have an urgent question. I have a dear friend whose 3-year-old granddaughter was diagnosed with leukemia on June 27th. She's not responding well to chemo and has an infection where they put the port in her chest. They are looking at 4 more weeks at the Children's Hospital. She isn't doing well. The doctors, quote-unquote, think she may have had the leukemia longer than they originally thought. I don't know what that has to do with anything when they say that, Ty. Maybe you have an idea. But the port infection, man, they should be saturating that area with silver hydrosol and the gel. But how many of these cancer centers actually do something like that instead of, oh, let's put them on antibiotics and devastate their immune system that's already devastated?
Yeah, most of them do, unfortunately. And, you know, Robert, the thing that really struck me about this is the infant was diagnosed June 27th. It is July the 6th. 9 days later, they've already got a port in the kid. Nine days after diagnosis. That is insane.
Yeah. No assessment. Yeah. No assessment of the environment, the diet, the lifestyle, electromagnetic interference, which we see a lot with leukemia, like the high-powered lines and things. Nothing like that. Immediately get the port in, start poisoning this child, and, of course, the immune system is devastated. Of course there's going to be infection.
Of course they're not going to respond well to chemo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sick because their immune system's devastated, so we're going to take a three-year-old, put a port in their chest within the first 9 days after being diagnosed, and start pumping them full of chemicals. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that ain't going to work.
Yeah. TMB, at least they acknowledge here, Janice says, "What I was wondering if the liquid carnivora would be of any help. I would say it wouldn't hurt and it would only help. You know, this is something that you wish that these oncologists were open to. Eventually one day it'll be that way, but right now, unfortunately, they're just devastating these little babies.
Yeah, it can't hurt, might help. I know that carnivore does not treat cancer, does not cure cancer, does not have anything related to cancer. We have to say that, right? But we have seen instances, though, where people will begin giving carnivore to themselves or their child or even their pet, and the cancerous tumor goes away. I don't know what happened, but
we don't know how that happened.
Instances have occurred.
Think about it. The Venus flytrap, which is, you know, the carnivore plant, it eats things, right? And it seems to eat these cancers, just like a carnivore plant eats the bugs. So how fascinating is that? And don't blame me. Blame the creator if you have a problem with that. I like it.
Yeah, and so that's a good suggestion that you could always try that. I know that things like SCACT has shown to be pretty effective at different types of blood cancers, leukemia, and so forth. So, well, that might be something you could look at as well.
Okay, good. Well, Janice, I appreciate you reaching out to us, and if we can help in any other way, of course, I know it's a family member, a friend of a family, that kind of thing. It's hard when you don't have control of the child, but in this country, in this culture, with the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism being the state-sanctioned religion, even if it was your family member, the state might claim ownership if you decided to go a different way. Look what they did with Cassandra C.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's shocking when you see the obliteration of our constitutional rights, or just our rights as people.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we're born with.
Come to the Constitution class August 13th, Central Florida, outside of Orlando. We'll get you more details because we need to be plugging into our rights, not running from them, and not letting the bad guys run roughshod over them. We'll get that word out. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up. TruthAboutCancer.com. Also linked there. Zika updates, as well as GMO bill votes and a judge ruling against Monsanto in a cancer lawsuit. That and more coming up with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's go outside the box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy to walk, energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Atlanta, you definitely got to stop and be at the tent at the Peachtree Road Race every year, but of course 24/7, they never close. It's amazing. And they're back, and TMB is back, and we're doing what we love to do, bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. Ty, again, the gratitude, the vitamin G, the vitamin L, it just flows, and like I said, what else am I going to say? I'm going to sound really I don't know what would be the case, but I don't want to be airy-fairy about these things, but I love you, man. I love you, man.
I love you too, man. The only problem with what you just said is you said I'm back and I'm actually forward right now. So other than that.
Yes, back. Usually we have, because you're a big guy. He's like, beep, beep, beep. Ty is moving back. Look out. Get out of the way. So we got some stories in the news. I think the Zika update is most interesting to me. Are you having people contact you and saying, hey, is this Zika thing for real? Or are most people that you're in contact with saying, you know, this Zika thing is an absolute scam. I'm not falling for it.
Many people still think that the Zika virus or the microcephaly is caused by the Zika virus, the mosquitoes. I'm finding that people are definitely open to another option that potentially that's not the truth. But I still think they're buying the official story at this point. It's not really out there like, let's say something like 9/11.
Yeah, but well, it takes some time. I think that people are coming around to it a little quicker. I've been seeing evidence of people, you know, the panic of the establishment going, why aren't people more afraid of Zika here in the United States? Why? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just shaking my head going, well, I think it's because they see through to some degree. And,
I was just talking to a couple people at church Sunday about the Zika, and they didn't know that it was a hoax. But they were completely open to the fact that when I started mentioning some of the details and the facts about it, they said, oh, wow, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
So I think people are waking up.
So look at this case that CNN's reporting. It says one Zika twin has microcephaly, the other doesn't. But why? Right? They're claiming that the small heads, the birth defect, is caused by the Zika virus. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, if they both had the Zika virus, they're twins, and Zika causes microcephaly, then how is it possible that the one didn't have microcephaly? That's now a 50% rate of causation. That means in half the cases, it causes it in half the case, or potentially. Anyway, if I'm giving them that. But the reality is, when you start taking all the cases in Brazil and South America and looking at causality, you'll find that maybe 1 out of 9 or 1 out of 10 have any Zika presence in microcephaly. So that's like a 10% causation rate, which means 90% of the time it's not there and there's still microcephaly, which would, for a typical scientist that has any degree of intelligence left in them, they would say this is evidence not that Zika causes microcephaly, but that it isn't the cause.
Exactly. I agree. And, you know, they're for the last 70 years, they've had Zika virus there. And to my knowledge, until the last few years, there's not been a case of microcephaly.
It was a cluster over the last 2 years in the areas where they were dumping larvicide.
Dumping the larvicide. Yeah. So, you know, you go 70 years or so with the Zika virus present and no cases of microcephaly, and then now they start dumping a larvicide, and all of a sudden, kids start getting microcephaly. So what does that tell you? It's not the Zika virus that's mutated. It's the larvicide, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Again, just like we talk about the genetics versus epigenetics, the diet that you're on matters. The things that you're exposed to matters. Now, being exposed to mosquitoes doesn't mean you're going to get sick. But if you have a weakness, and let's say we know there's a reality of a vector of disease causation with mosquitoes related to, for instance, malaria, but you tend to want to drain the swampy areas, the still water, where the mosquitoes will breed and grow and create, you know, these stagnant scenarios where you've got some problems. But even then, homeopathic medicine has known how to address something like malaria since the beginning of homeopathy. And that's paid no mention in the mainstream media. So you've got an entire world that is hidden from the eyes of most people that just watch CNN or Fox or MSNBC, and they don't listen to this show. They don't follow the things that we've been following for many years.
They don't. And this all goes back to the age-old discussion about the terrain versus the germ, right?
Yes.
Bouchon and Pasteur. That's really what the crux of the whole argument is, right? Because if the terrain of the person is good, you can be exposed to a virus or a germ or a bacteria, and you're not going to come down with the symptoms of the illness. It's only when the terrain is compromised. And that really is – that's really the crux of every debate in modern medicine is the terrain versus the germ theory. And if modern medicine, conventional medicine, Western medicine was on the side of the terrain versus the germ, then many, many things would be treated differently today.
Well, and then let's go to the GMO issue, right? There's a bill, the Senate's trying to tell everybody that, GMOs don't need to be labeled. They're basically the same. And I'm asking the question, why these manufacturers of genetically engineered ingredients don't want to proudly label their own products to say, hey, look, ours is better. Of course, they know they can't, and they won't, so they buy off the congressmen, the senators, to say, hey, no, labeling is just voluntary. 99% of it doesn't need to be labeled. And then that's the assault on the terrain that gives rise to disease that they want to disavow any knowledge of.
And again, it goes back to the fundamental principle about GMOs. If GMOs are so good for us, which they claim that they are, they're just as good as normal food for us, why won't they label them? Right? It's like if there's nothing to hide, why are you trying to hide something? And that the reason that these genetically modified producers don't want them to be labeled is that people realize they're not substantially equivalent to food. They are harmful. They are causing cancer. They should be labeled. And so, you know, tell them to, you know, put their money where their mouth is. If they really believe that GMOs, these producers of GMOs, if they think that they're healthy, then put it on the label so we know.
Right.
Use it as a selling point.
Exactly. You know, shout it to the rooftops. You're the most awesome genetically engineered ingredient in the universe. Buy us. And then when the people don't, you'll know, oh, that's why they didn't want it labeled. Nobody really wants them. And you know, I'm seeing memes now up there, oh, GMOs save lives, like they're vaccines. Like, you know, that whole meme, vaccines save lives. And it's like it causes people not to have to go any deeper to look into the reality or falsity of that statement. Now, there's a judge who's done something good here. There's a cancer lawsuit against Monsanto, and the judge here evidently ruled against Monsanto. A former coffee farmer said that Monsanto's Roundup herbicide caused her cancer, and she won, at least at this level, which Christine Shepherd diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2003, 7 years after she started using Roundup at her coffee farm in Hawaii. And folks, this is why we say if you use coffee, you've got to go organic, because look at what they're encouraging coffee farmers to use. Glyphosate.
Yeah. If you're drinking coffee, it better be organic, because all the coffee spray with glyphosate today if it's not organic. And we know because the World Health Organization just a couple years ago listed glyphosate as a probable carcinogen to humans. So we know that it causes cancer. World Health Organization admits it causes cancer. Monsanto told us for years that glyphosate was fine, it wasn't harmful, and apparently this Christine was believed them and was drinking coffee that had glyphosate on it and was diagnosed with cancer. So I'm glad that this judge ruled against Monsanto.
Yeah. By the way, Super Don, if you got your ears on, this is for you, buddy. Organic. And if you don't, if I find that you're drinking the glyphosate infested stuff, I'm going to send over an organic coffee enema robot, and they will find you. They will hunt you down. You will not be able to escape, just to keep that stuff, that toxic stuff, out of you, my friend.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Does it walk up to you and say, come with me if you want to stay alive?
Yeah, come with me if you want to live. I'll be gentle.
If you want to live.
here comes the coffee. No, we care. That is why we bring this up.
There actually is a new Super Don version of that robot that will actually help you with a coffee enema.
There is?
Yeah. It's the Super Don bot. We're going to get him one for Christmas.
The Super Don bot 2000.
You're going to make me be in favor of coffee enemas by proxy. With a robot.
The robot.
By proxy, yes, exactly.
No.
Yeah, we got a break in a few minutes. We'll talk to you, Nancy, in a moment. But, you know, this is the thing. In a lawsuit like this, I don't know, it actually made mainstream news. Fox News Health covered it. And it is pretty interesting, again, when you begin to see somebody making the link, a farmer, who says, you know what, I started using this glyphosate, my health went downhill, now I got cancer, now I'm suing. And it's just kind of a shocker that they actually ruled in her favor. That doesn't typically happen, because you got multi-million-dollar lawyers that are defending Monsanto. Maybe there's a crack in their armor here.
Yeah, I think there is a crack in their armor. But isn't it bizarre, Robert, that we look at this and we're like, wow, they ruled against them. I mean, it's like there's all the evidence in the world against companies like Monsanto that are producing GMOs. We know that they cause cancer with GMOs. We know that glyphosate's a probable carcinogen. But when there's a verdict that goes against them, it's almost like we're dumbfounded, because we're so used to the big companies, the Monsantos, we're so used to the politicians like Hillary Clinton getting away with doing whatever they want with impunity. And so it's refreshing to have one victory in a sea of what seems like a bunch of defeats.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't want to say that we're overly celebrating it. We'll acknowledge it, and of course it opens a little bit of the awareness for folks that didn't know or that were just solely, believing the programming from these biotech companies. And so little things like this can make a difference for people. And even if one person is saved, hey, that's better than zero or one half. And that's why, even these little victories are worth celebrating.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I'm not trying to downplay it at all. I'm just mystified at all the times that the ruling goes the wrong way lately.
Yeah. 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 Well, exactly. So what are we going to do? We got to eat cleaner. We got to eat lower on the food chain when we can. We got to grow some stuff in the backyard, the side yard, the front yard, wherever you can. And, I look at our kids, Ty, not that we have kids together, but you know what I mean. and I think about, their lifespan and what they will see likely and the difference in the ability to easily deliver food from around the world at any point of the day, night, if oil eventually goes up to 500 a barrel, who knows what will happen. And it's like, even if it doesn't, the fact that we're connecting our kids with the land like I wasn't connected as a child. Because we had gotten food from the grocer's freezer, the boxes, the this and the that, and I was so disconnected from it that it was just like, what is a farm? I've read about those, to now being, as knee deep as I can into the dirt as often as I can. So there we go, talking dirty again with Ty Bollinger. No, not that kind of dirty. The dirt in the yard that you can grow stuff in. All right, TMB, cranking it up here from R. Thomas, outside the box every hump day. TheTruthAboutCancer.com. Check it out. We've got links up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about saying nice things to women, and particularly about their shoes. Is that a no-no? We'll find out.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So where does this rank on the list of unusual broadcasts? Not because Ty's here. It's never unusual with Ty. It's always the best. But in terms of a location, a remote broadcast in the midst of a raging thunderstorm, we thought we were going to have to build an ark, Ty, today, and float away while the lightning was going on around us. But we managed to persevere. We went through it. And again, it shows your commitment, our commitment to bring that power to heal back where it belongs.
Well, it's easy for me. I'm just here at the house, but it shows your commitment setting up there at R. Thomas, you know, in the middle of a big downpour. So I'm just glad you're safe.
But it just shows you how much I love good food. People look at me like, do you even eat? Yes, I eat.
If you don't have an extra couple pieces of their hot wings, then you're a loser, baby.
Well, thanks to my son, he's not going to allow me to be a loser. He saved me a couple of hot wings for after the broadcast.
Okay, good.
So we'll be good to go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, he says they're really hot, too, today. So last story of the day, at least, we want to cover. And Super Don, you can chime in on this, too, because University of North Carolina says complimenting a woman on her shoes is now a microaggression. A microaggression. So when she hits me with her purse after I tell her she's wearing nice shoes, is that a micro response or a macro response? I'm just wondering.
You talking to me or Super Don?
Well, Super D has the, you know, he gets hit with purses all the time. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I like to wear women's shoes, so, you know, I'm qualified for this story. It's just silly. It's just, you know, whether we're talking about people's safe spaces at these universities or, you know, whatever, it's just people just got to lighten up. I don't know what has happened in this society where, you know, you can't compliment somebody on their shoes without it being something that they need to be offended by. And then right. You know, maybe be charged for, you know, I just don't get it.
Unbelievable. I think, you know, if we were to compliment Charlene's shoes, she would be just gracious and go, "Why, thank you." Like, I think anybody would. Why? I just like, where do they come up with this at UNC?
Exactly. I mean, you like my shoes? Oh, thanks. That's a nice compliment. It's like, how can you find something wrong with saying that someone's shoes look nice? But, you know, it just shows that we live in this age of just extreme political correctness, and not just that, just insanity to where this could be offensive. You know, it's not like you looked at someone and said, "Hey, you look like a beached whale, mama." It's like, your shoes are nice.
Yeah, I was just thinking if I complimented my wife, she said, "Oh, really? You like my sneakers?" But, you know, if you're going out, and I think, you know what, my wife's going out Friday with Jacqueline, Paul's wife, and they're going to go, like, dress shopping for the Truth About Cancer, the big event in October in Dallas.
Oh, so they're going to go shopping for it?
Yeah, she's like planning
ahead.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Well, yeah, tell her to send pictures over. I know Charlene's going to want to see what the ladies are getting.
Yeah, I know. It's not so nice for me, but you know, why aren't you shopping it? Well, never mind. No, they're going to have fun. They're going to have fun, and they're going to look as ravishing and as stunning as they did when we were together with you at the awards gala, The Truth About Cancer, last December in Nashville.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome event.
So, TMB, we got less than a couple of minutes to go here, and I got to ask you. I mean, honestly, we put the word out on The Truth About Cancer, the event coming up. Is it sold out yet? I mean, because I have a feeling it's going to sell out fast.
No, it's not sold out.
Okay.
And I think it probably will be soon, but it's not sold out yet. So the tickets are still available, and I'd recommend you get them while you can, because I really do believe that it will be sold out soon.
Okay, so links will be added to the show notes if they aren't already at robertscottbell.com. We have, you know, a number of upcoming events in Gainesville, Georgia. I think that's going to be happening a couple of weeks or so after the event, where we're going to be together, and we're going to play the Harlem Legends, and there's a whole day cancer event, talking natural cancer and healing. And I think I'm going to be warming the crowd up for you and Charlene.
Well, you know what? I don't necessarily like to follow you, because it's kind of hard to follow you. You're quite a speaker, but I think that you are right before Charlene and me. But that's going to be fun. We got a lot of different events coming up. We're going to be together up in Detroit, too, in first September.
That's coming up really quick. So, folks, keep an eye on the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and Ty Bollinger and family will be sending out updates. And TMB, I got to have you help me send out an update on the Constitution class coming up that we're hosting in Central Florida in August, too, because there's a lot of people that love The Truth About Cancer, also love the Constitution, and they'll want to plug into what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely help you out with that.
All right, so, folks, that's it. We're out of time. It's time to head off into the sunset. I'm going to have a couple of wings here at the R. Thomas. TMB, tell them what they need to know.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.